Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says it's killed three al-Qaeda operatives in a counterterrorism strike in Yemen. They said they did not know how the strike was conducted, nor were the identities of those killed revealed. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemen's capital in 2014, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government to flee to Saudi Arabia, which since has carried out a bombing campaign against the Houthis. UN says more than 3,500 people have been killed, nearly 6,300 wounded in Yemen since the Saudi campaign began. UN says 80% of Yemeni civilians urgently need food and medical help. At a regional summit in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa, the government of South Sudan accepted the deployment of a regional protection force. Mahbub Malim is executive secretary of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD.
There will be a protection force for obvious reasons, you know, to protect civilian protection of the supporting in the cantonment in the forces and other roles.
Some countries will send their chiefs of defense to work with and help the government of Sudan, South Sudan. The country is thought to be on the verge of a civil war following recent fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and his rival, former Vice President Riek Machar. United States on track to meet President Obama's goal of allowing in 10,000 refugees from Syria for the fiscal year ending in September. Nearly 80% of Syrians accepted this year in the U.S. are women and children. State Department officials said the screening process faced domestic criticism. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, speaking at a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump talked about how he thinks the U.S. political system is flawed.
It's time to change a rigged political system that works only for the insiders and to replace it with a government that serves the people. Have to do it.
Earlier, the Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton told a convention of African-American and Hispanic journalists in Washington she has issues with Trump's temperament in many of his public statements.
When he accuses a distinguished federal judge of Mexican heritage, of not being fair, when he insults a Gold Star family of a Muslim American who served in the military, you know the list. I will stand up and call him out on that.
Surveys of American voters released this week show Trump trailing Clinton by a fairly wide margin. Presidential election is set for November the 8th. Opening ceremony of the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, brought a roaring crowd of tens of thousands to their feet many times during that ceremony. 3 billion people watching the ceremony on television, featuring more than 200 Olympic teams, including the first ever team of refugees to band together and compete. Earlier, riot police broke up a protest with tear gas and stun grenades. A few hundred protesters outside the Olympic Stadium were denouncing what they say is corruption and overspending in preparation for the games. Protester Enrique Mena told the Associated Press people are using the Olympic Games as a justification to exclude, that is, poor people in the city. U.S. officials are looking to boost economic engagement with Myanmar, a country that's been dubbed by some as the final frontier because it's one of the last markets largely untouched by Western companies. United States imposed heavy economic sanctions on Myanmar in 1997 over the ruling military junta's repression of the democratic opposition. In recent years, Washington has rolled back many sanctions following pro-democratic reforms in Myanmar. Easing of those sanctions expected to help Myanmar support its political reforms and its economic growth, and to facilitate, that is, U.S. trade with the country, which is also known as Burma. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and we've got a celebration to share with you this week. We're going to celebrate the great pianist, composer, and NEA jazz master Rahman Jamal, who turned 86 on July 2nd. But let's begin with a new recording that is a salute to another of the greats of jazz history, Stan Kenton, one of the great big band leaders. He has been celebrated by the Stan Kenton Legacy Orchestra, directed by Mike Vax, who put together this band 25 years ago as a tribute to Stan Kenton on the 50th anniversary of the Kenton Orchestra. It was in 1991 that he started these activities, and he's toured all over the world with this group. In the spring of 2015, he toured the southern United States and recorded the work you're about to hear, Storming Through the South, just released. And they've done something most interesting, taking a modern song written by Pat Metheny for a small group setting and turned it into a big band presentation. Here's Beat 70, the Stan Kenton Legacy Orchestra from the new album Storming Through the South, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. From the album Absolute Benson, that's the great guitarist and vocalist, the award-winning George Benson with El Barrio. Hope you enjoyed that piece with the Latin flavor and the wonderful guitar playing and vocalizing of George Benson, who, by the way, happens to hail from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now, I want you to think just for a second about the place where you were born and raised. Even if you live in a different place now, doesn't that place come back to your mind from time to time, maybe even quite often? I know it does for me, and I live far away from where I was originally born and raised. Well, not only was George Benson born in Pittsburgh, but so was our special guest on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, the legendary pianist, composer, and NEA jazz master, Ahmad Jamal. In 2003, I had a chance to sit down and talk with Ahmad Jamal. Here's some of that conversation as he tells us what it's like being from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Coming from Pittsburgh, and I'd like for our fans around the world of jazz listening on the Voice of America now to know a little bit more about the cities of America. And there must be something in the confluence of those rivers. All that Monongahela, whatever the other two are, I can't remember off the
Allegheny,
top of
Ohio.
Thank you very much. The three rivers that converge to pass through and by Pittsburgh. Must be something in that water that's really something, because we're talking about, listen, folks, the people from Pittsburgh that have made history in jazz. We're talking Stanley Turrentine and Kenny Clarke and Errol Garner and Ahmad Jamal and George Benson's from Pittsburgh, and you know, I know you can go on.
You're well informed.
What's up?
Happy to hear you say that. And some of the people who work in the European body of work, there's Earl Weil, the exponent of Liszt, and Oscar Levant, he's from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Mazel, the conductor, mm-hmm. he's from Pittsburgh. And incidentally, an interesting note, Russ, is when Andre Previn chose to conduct, he had a choice between the London Philharmonic and the Pittsburgh Philharmonic. He chose the Pittsburgh Philharmonic.
And, you know, there's a great public television channel that emanates from Pittsburgh. One of the great radio stations in the history of American broadcasting, one of the original stations, was in Pittsburgh. And so there's something going on there. What is it?
We also have a little ketchup there, too.
Oh, yeah. Which is a universal.
And Mellon Bank and some of the steel, great steel, father worked in the steel mills all his life. He worked 23 years in Open Hearth.
My father worked in Open Hearth as well. Birmingham, Alabama.
Isn't that something?
U.S. Steel South.
So there are parallels. So
yes, right.
We have a lot of industrialists there. Mm-hmm. Westinghouse.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Westinghouse High School, and I also sold papers to Billy Strayhorn's family when I was a kid. So we have ketchup and Jimmy Stewart, and we have tap dancers like Gene Kelly.
Oh, my goodness. And I think the point we're making here is that this is one of those great centers. And one of the original great cities of America, then once west of the Mississippi was developed, and everybody was buzzing about, let's go to St. Louis, let's go to San Francisco, let's go to Los Angeles, and all of those cities, great cities out there. Maybe the East got a little forgotten, but it cannot be forgotten for all the things that have come out of Pittsburgh. And it was a fertile ground for you and other people.
Well, when you write a song about your hometown, you know it's got to be very personal. Here is the title cut from the album Pittsburgh, Ahmad Jamal on Jazz America from VOA1. Ahmad Jamal, from one great man from Pittsburgh to another. Here's the legendary drummer, Art Blakey, and the Jazz Messengers. From the album from 1956 that gave the great drummer born in Pittsburgh, Art Blakey, the name of his band. It's called The Jazz Messenger. From that point forward, his band was Art Blakey and The Jazz Messengers. And from that 1956 first album under that name, there's the song Cranky Spanky, named for one of the members of his band at that time. Hope you enjoyed that one here on Jazz America. And coming up, more from the great Ahmad Jamal. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica at voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com. And not only do people get in touch with me on that email, but also lots of Jazz America listeners around the world have found me on Facebook. Just look for Russ Davis and we'll be in touch with one another from that point forward, as I have been with one of our listeners, Haruna Habzai, who writes, "Russ, I've been following you since your show on VOA's Jazz America on how Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans, and one of your episodes, Higher Grounds, featuring greats like Coltrane, Duke, etc. Russ, you inspired me to like jazz, and I've loved it ever since. I live in Abuja, Nigeria. Haruna Habzai." Thank you, Haruna, and thank you for turning on to jazz via Jazz America. That's what we're here for. And speaking of higher ground, since we know how the people in New Orleans were searching for higher ground when Hurricane Katrina filled the area with far too much water, here's the song titled Higher Ground. It's written by, of course, Stevie Wonder. It's sung by Chrissy Poland with the great drummer Dave Weckl from his album Convergence. And we'll follow that with Ahmad Jamal and his version of a Stevie Wonder classic. Beginning this set of music here on VOA's Jazz America, this one dedicated to Haruna Habzai from Abuja, Nigeria.
Keep on warring.
Ahmad Jamal, so famous for his acoustic piano work with a little electric piano work on the Stevie Wonder classic Superstition from the album Ahmad Jamal 73. Yes, recorded and released in the year 1973 in the heyday of the jazz fusion era, the electric jazz revolution. Well, we're going to go back to the acoustic side of Ahmad Jamal as we hear his classic song that was one of the major hits in all of jazz history and a real breakthrough for Mr. Jamal, the song entitled Poinciana. We'll hear that song after we talk to Ahmad about the early experiences in his career here on VOA's Jazz America. And the famous thing is that you, at the age of three, started playing piano, and that's amazing. I mean, I couldn't even repeat my own name when I was 3 years old. Tell me about those early musical awakenings, if you can remember that.
That took a long time to decide, right? Well, you know, when people ask me about that, I mean, it doesn't happen frequently, but there are instances of where children start playing at three. Earl Garner also played at three. His mother and my mother were friends. He started at three, I started at three, but in those cases, the career chooses you. You don't choose a career.
Yeah.
So music chose me, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Piano chose me because that's too young, to be otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people, the piano chose me.
And oftentimes, for a young student, it's classical music that they're instructed to perform and to study. And the same was true for you, I believe.
Well, that's another part. That's another wonderful thing about Pittsburgh. We don't have these lines of demarcation there.
Hmm.
We study Art Tatum. We study Mozart. We study Mendelssohn. We study Count Basie. We study the European body of work. We study the American classical body of work, which is a coined phrase for jazz. I prefer to call it American classical music, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be multidimensional to be a Dave Brubeck or George Shearing or a Count Basie or a Jamal or Oscar Peterson. You can't be one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows the grandeur of this field that we're in, because we have to study all those forms in order to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we still don't make it.
Well, Ahmad Jamal certainly made it, and here's an example of how he did just that. Bursting upon the international scene with the live recording, recorded at the Pershing Lounge in Chicago, Illinois, in 1958. Poinciana, Ahmad Jamal, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Caravan from another of the greats of Pittsburgh piano players from the Concert by the Sea album from 1955, Errol Garner. More Ahmad Jamal next hour.